Okay, leaders, I have a very important conversation for us today. I want to talk about the combination of empathy and accountability in our relationships with our team members, because we over-rotate on one or the other, or like sometimes we're just neither are present, and the relationship is really going to be in trouble then. So as I'm working with leaders, a challenge that I hear over and over and over is this fear of holding people accountable, the fear that it will damage the relationship. I actually had a leader say to me recently, well, but if I come down on my team, they won't be nearly as open with me. Well, I think it's interesting that he was thinking of accountability as coming down on team members. I mean, accountability is checking in, it's following up, it's closing the loop, it's not letting someone off the hook. And we can understand where people are and understand what they're going through, but understanding doesn't mean letting someone off the hook. Actually, if I care about you, I wouldn't do that, because I'm focused on your growth and you being the best version of you. Both empathy and accountability breed trust. And so they are critical leadership skills that support each other. It's not this one or the other relationship. It is a both relationship. In my relationships with my team members, it is important that I both empathize with them and their lives and all of the stuff that they're navigating, and that I follow up and check in, and I hold them accountable for the things that we've agreed to. Now, you can't hold someone accountable for an expectation that hasn't been set. So it also drives this clarity in what the expectations are and where we're going and what we're doing. So here's to both empathy and accountability in your leadership today. You are better because of both of those skills, and they are skills, so press into them. What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.